हरे कृष्णा। डू द वेदास कंसिडर अ हायर हायरार्किकल ऑर्डर विद इन द फोर वर्णास? आर द ब्राह्मणास कंसिडर्ड हायर देन द शूद्रास? आंसर, हायर एंड लोअर आर रिलेटिव डिजिग्नेशंस। इन द एब्सोल्यूट स्पिरिचुअल सेंस देर इज इक्वालिटी बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ देम वॉट एवर वर्णा दे आर ऑल ऑल ऑफ अस आर सोल्स And as souls, we are all equally parts of Krishna. And that spiritual equality is what speaks to our deepest, innermost essence. And we acknowledge the humanity, the essential spirituality of all living beings, irrespective of their externals. At the same time, it is not that everybody is equally disposed or is equally endowed, or everybody is having entirely similar, leave alone identical, attributes in this world. So, in the social body, which is of societies of, if it's compared to a body, the brahmanas are compared to the head, and the shudras are compared to the legs. Does this suggest in hierarchical order? At one level, yes. Yes, both the legs and the head are important and for a proper functional body. At the same time, the head is especially important. So the brahmanas give special guidance, wisdom, vision, guidance, and that's why they are considered of special significance. But that does not mean that the shudras are to be disrespected. So now, yes, we see the important point is taken out of context, this might seem to be like a discriminate. This hierarchical structure might be seen as a discriminatory caste system, and it may be taken to represent the something which is very unfair and arbitrary. But we need to understand two things. First is that no matter how much do we desire that everyone be equal, actually, everyone is not equal. No, artificially, equality was tried to be enshrined in the communist countries, and it led to the choking of initiative. It led to people did not, in the name of being equal, people did not become equally talented or equally wealthy. People actually, most people remained equally poor, and as the British satirist and author George Orwell said that in communism, all people are equal, but some are more equal than others. There still was, although they wanted a classless society, there were rules, and there were the rulers and the ruled, and the rulers were much more powerful than the ruled. So, in principle itself, we cannot deny the reality that people are different. So, and why are they different? That is not some arbitrary genetic accident or some divine caprice, but it is people are different because of the kind of different actions that they have done in their different previous lives. But the important thing is this difference is temporary, and the purpose of such differentiation is not perpetuation of discrimination, but the optimization of contribution. By recognizing that some people are more of an intellectual disposition, but some people are more of an administrative disposition, some people are more suited to be general assistants. By recognizing this, people can be trained and engaged in a way that optimizes their social contribution. And now, even if the kings, the heads of the state, and the intellectuals, when all of them are made aware regularly that this life is temporary, that this life is just one station in the journey of the soul. This world is not the destination, it is the station. It is just a station, one among many stations. Then one does not use a temporary superior position to try to grab power, to perpetuate power, and to abuse power. So the awareness of our essential spiritual nature, of everyone, engenders a core respect for their essential value. And along with that, the recognition that different people are different, and some people are more suited to contribute in particular ways than other people. So some people are more suited to be intellectuals, others, those who are more suited for physical work, putting them as intellectuals will choke them, will choke their potential, and will burden them with unnecessary and unrealistic workloads for them. So engaging people according to their propensities is the way that they can be happy, they can be constructively engaged, and their contribution can be optimized. And by knowing that these positions are temporary, one can avoid the exploitative mentality for sinking in. And in that way, the structure is hierarchical, but the purpose is not is not discrimination or perpetuation of hierarchy, but it is cooperation and liberation from all such temporary external coverings towards the attainment of an eternal spiritual equality in devotion to Krishna, who loves all living beings fully. Thank you. Hare Krishna.